Welcome to your five for the day. Jesus raised the eyebrows of spectators one day down at the seashore. People were pushing and shoving to get closer. No one wanted to miss a word, he said. The closer they could get to him, the better. We've all seen modern-day pictures of celebrities being swarmed by people, the streets filled and everyone elbowing their way closer and closer. There were days like that for Jesus too. In fact, the risk of him being physically crushed by the crowds seemed high. Down by the lake on this day, the crowds pushed closer and closer to Christ to hear the word of God. Jesus looked at two nearby boats and then walked over and climbed into one. Whoever heard tell of preaching from a boat? A synagogue, yes, in the open fields, a mountainside, or even the marketplace, maybe. But look at Jesus now. He's sitting in the boat, and Peter, the owner, has pushed the boat out a little from the shore, and now Jesus is preaching to the crowds on the shore. They say necessity is a mother of invention. Sometimes we get too restricted in our thinking. Sometimes we reason, if it can't be done inside the box, it won't be done at all. But on this occasion, the Master stepped outside the box of people's expectations and stepped inside the boat to conclude his message for that day. People's expectations and conventional thinking can be like boxes sometimes, invisible barriers to progress. Out-of-the-box thinking is fine, provided it remains inside the book, the Word of God. There's another lesson for us to consider here. It's one thing to allow the Master to use our boat. Thankfully, Simon Peter did not block Jesus from climbing into his boat to use it for a preaching deck. In fact, Peter probably felt honoured to have the Lord choose his very own little boat. The Lord using Peter's boat is one thing, but a bigger test is coming for Peter. Peter, thanks for allowing me to use your boat without placing any restrictions on me. Will you now allow me to use you, yourself, without any restrictions? Your boat is one of your possessions, but it's not your possessions I really want. I want you. Follow me. The decision to follow Jesus begins with repentance and belief. To repent means to turn around, to change our thinking and our direction and go the other way. The Bible teaches we all have a deeply ingrained inner tendency to go our own way instead of following God's way. When we follow our own way, we violate our conscience and break God's commands by not loving him. In order to follow Jesus, we do not have to earn a relationship with God and pay for our sins by doing good deeds or religious rituals. Instead, God himself took the initiative to come to us, being born as a man, suffering on the cross, and dying in our place on the cross. He won the victory over sin and death by rising from the grave. God promises a new spiritual birth to those who follow Jesus, trusting him by faith. Then begins a process of inner transformation that fills us with his joy, peace and love, and the assurance of eternal life. Are you willing to give him more than your possessions? Will you give him yourself wholly and follow him fully? Perhaps the words of this hymn will help you make up your mind today. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Though I may wander, I still will follow, no turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. Thank you for listening. God bless you.